did say that Tua was in the locker room after the game. So what did you see?
So Tua's family joined him in the locker room, and they left before the media was allowed in. Obviously, you know, his teammates really feeling for him with so much that he's been through in the last two seasons, specifically with concussions. He was able to play in all 17 games last year. Then the team awarded him with a huge contract, $167 million guaranteed. But in 2022, we saw him also on a Thursday night game in Cincinnati. And Amy, I believe we actually spoke then when we saw Tua's fingers go into the fencing position near midfield against the Bengals. We saw the same thing here tonight. So we now know that, you know, this is three official diagnosed concussions and most likely four. The fourth one would have been in week three against the Bills, also in 2022, when we saw Tua kind of stumble. The team officially said that it was a back injury, but we know the Bengals one that we saw then at the end of the season in 2022 against the Packers that kept him out of the playoff game where the Dolphins lost to the Bills. And then again tonight, but just a very somber locker room, obviously, for Tua. Obviously, the way they played against the Bills in a game that they were favored to win. And I believe it is now 12 out of last 13 meetings that Buffalo has beaten Miami.
When it comes to Tua, as you point out, he's got a history of this. What did we hear from Mike McDaniel about what happens now?
No official timetable. Mike, you know, is very close to Tua. He's probably closest to Tua more so than anyone else on the team. The two of them, you know, both got their contract extended this offseason right before the season started, and they're essentially tied to each other. And, you know, they're like his big brother. You can see Mike McDaniel on the sideline holding back tears. You can see him very emotional in his post-game press conference. But no official timetable at the moment. And obviously, because of the history and the numerous concussions that Tua had, I think that's what makes this really tricky. And then just peeking around for immediate reaction on social media, I saw Des Bryant, Shannon Sharp, Chase Daniels, you know, longtime quarterback in the league. They were saying you should seriously consider about retiring. Tua's got two little kids. He was just married.
Oh.
And, you know, you feel for him, you know, as a person from a medical standpoint. I'm not a doctor, but, I mean, realistically, we're looking at four of these in a very short amount of time. And, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're good not only to play a football game, but you're good to play catch with your kids and be a dad. And, you know, Tua's so young. I mean, we forget, you know, we know these people as, you know, players on our fantasy football teams or, you know, just a name and a number. Yeah, I mean, it's got families, and the human element of this is really, really scary for a lot of people involved. And you could really feel that in the locker room. You could feel it in the arena when Tua went down. Everybody took a knee immediately. The Hard Rock City went dead silent. It's really kind of jarring because you saw all the work that Tua put in this offseason and how much he's progressed, you know, as a football player and as a person when you talk to him and when you see him daily. And how joyous he is. And, you know, this was supposed to be the season for the Dolphins. And here we have week one, Tyreek Hill getting detained basically on the doorstep of Hard Rock Stadium. And then here we have week two, two unfortunately sustaining a concussion. So not a good start for the Dolphins. The team will say this is a lot of adversity here to begin the 2024 season.
Right. What a tumultuous week going back to last Sunday and now culminating with this game. So if you wouldn't mind elaborating what happened on the field as he took the hit and then also around you in the press box.
So on the field, immediately you knew something was wrong and the players called over and then everyone just kind of gasped. Where the press box is closed, it's not open air like it is in some stadiums, but the press box immediately went silent. You could see the stadium go silent. You could see people throwing their hands over their face saying, oh my God, oh no. The players immediately going to knees. And you could hear a pin drop. This team had playoff aspirations, and obviously Tua would be the guy to take them there. And then, you know, obviously the staff that we sit next to, I guess you could call it the front office, if you will, general manager Chris Greer. You have the communication staff that's in charge of all the PR. You know, they're sitting right next to us, and you could just feel their hearts sinking. I mean, we knew immediately. And then you see everybody running out with the board, the EMTs, the medical personnel, and, you know, luckily Tua was able to walk off the field. I think that's the biggest saving grace out of all of this. He was able to walk off under his own accord, which is a big deal. Mike McDaniel kissed him on the head as he was walking off. This is a very, very tight-knit locker room. You know, you lose a quarterback, especially a $200 million quarterback, it changes things. It really does.
Josh Moser is with us from Miami in the wake of Thursday night football and a drastic turn in the second half as Tua sustains a concussion and will get checked out on Friday. That's really all we know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's the plan without Tua, Josh?
Skylar Thompson will be the backup for everyone that remembers his rookie year in 2021. Skylar played against the Bills in Buffalo in a playoff game and almost beat him. Skylar Thompson also beat out Mike White for the backup job. A year ago, Mike White was paid on a two-year deal for $8 million, which at the time was the highest for a backup quarterback that offseason cycle, and they decided to roll with Skylar, the seventh-round pick out of Kansas State. So Mike McDaniel said he had the utmost confidence in him. He said that, you know, he's grown so much since that playoff game that he was in his rookie year, and they're going to roll with him. Obviously, they're going to need to bring in another quarterback. Tim Boyle is the team's emergency quarterback. He was added to the practice squad after cuts. I covered him when he was in Green Bay, backing up Aaron Rodgers. He's played in Detroit. He's also played on the Jets. So he's got a little bit of experience, but not a whole lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if they add another quarterback again. We don't know how long Tua will be out and when he'll be back or even if he'll play again. So right now it's Skylar Thompson and the rest is to be determined.
So this is crazy, but I saw this online from one football analyst. The idea of Jimmy Garoppolo, considering that he played in a system in which Mike McDaniel was the OC in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything is on the table right now. I think, you know, if you're able to take a step back for a minute and realize the type of team that you still have without Tua, you have a lot of pieces here. I wouldn't say that the season is completely lost as it sits right now, so that would be something to consider potentially. I know Ryan Tannehill said that he's been wanting to join a contender. He obviously has history here in Green Bay. I know that Tom Brady's in the broadcast booth, but he lives here in Miami. I think that would be more of a media storyline versus, you know, actual reality. We'll see with Jimmy Garoppolo. I know that the people that I'm very close to in Oakland, specifically, you know, a few of their receivers, you know, it just didn't really work there with Josh McDaniels. So sometimes you get a bad opportunity. Obviously, he played very well with the 49ers, has a history with Mike McDaniel, but everything's on the table for this team. Luckily, they've got roughly 10 days off before they have to head to Seattle in their first road contest of the season.
Josh, you mentioned it. These Dolphins have dropped 12 of the last 13 to the Bills, which, you know, to be fair, most of the AFC East has struggled against Buffalo in the last 4 years. However, this was pretty rough even before Tua got injured. What stands out to you about this lopsided game?
I mean, the turnover margin is the easiest metric in football to really determine wins and losses, especially on the road and against good teams. But you had Tua throw two interceptions that realistically weren't his fault. One he had bounced off the shoulder of Grant DuBose, the wide receiver, brought over from the Packers, was cut in Green Bay, and then he was added to the Dolphins 53 in wake of injuries here. And then the other one, Robbie Chosen, also was a cut by the 49ers. The team picked him up, put him on the practice squad, and then elevated him. He has a little bit of history here, and he's from South Florida. But he just didn't know his route. And then on top of that, Tua, unfortunately, was trying to throw the ball away, but didn't throw away far enough and just threw a pick six. So that right there was a touchdown, a field goal, and another touchdown. So they're 17 points. Yeah, they lost 31-10. So these are just mistakes that killed this team. They basically had one good drive all game. Offensively, this team has to get something going. They were down running back Raheem Mostert. He set the team's single-season franchise touchdown record last year, so he was a big piece that was gone. Also, left tackle Teron Armstead, who's been the perennial Pro Bowler on this team, also a captain. He went down. They lost Robert Jones, their right guard. So it was just kind of a really bad situation all around. It just wasn't the Dolphins' night, and then it got a whole lot worse. The situation with Tua, the concussions, and it's a bad night for the Dolphins. It's a bad night for Dolphins fans, and they're wondering if this 23-year playoff drought curse will ever be lifted after seeing what was put on the field tonight.
Mm. It's one thing to lose, even to lose badly in division in week two. It's entirely another to come out of it and your quarterback has another concussion and he could be out for an extended period of time. Just how quickly a loss feels so much heavier than just a loss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this feels as if, I don't want to say the sky is falling, but it almost feels, you know, very, very doom and gloom. And around South Florida right now, you have the Panthers, our hockey team, coming off the Stanley Cup win. You know, the Marlins were in the playoffs last year. They've had a struggle season this year. You just had the Heat go to the NBA Finals. You have Messi here. So, you know, it's a winning town. It's a fair-weather fan town. So people want to be around winners, and they want winning. And unfortunately, this is a huge, you know, step back. And it's kind of like, when is this team ever going to get over the hump? And again, remember, the Dolphins are favored to win this game. And I think after week one, when we saw the Dolphins barely eke it out over the Jaguars after playing horribly in the first half, this was supposed to be the game that they took a step. And unfortunately, they took multiple steps backward. And obviously, injuries are all part of the game. But the injury bug really, really biting this team. And I think people are seriously fearful that, you know, the question is, will Tua be able to play again? I think that is a very legitimate question, not being a doctor, but I think there's major concern that this could be it.
Oh, my gosh. Josh Moser is with us from Miami in the wake of Thursday night football. Devon, Achane had a strong game. They were over 100 yards rushing. I know they need another wide receiver. People keep mentioning Odell Beckham Jr. What about him?
So he's officially on the PUP list, so we know that he cannot play until week five. The team will play at the New England Patriots, who had the surprise win in week one. And really the player that people aren't talking about, we'll call him a glue guy, is River Craycraft. He had a phenomenal preseason. He came over with Mike McDaniel 3 years ago from San Francisco, and he's very reliable in the slot, which is kind of what this team needs. Braxton Berrios has been playing there, but he had a couple drops in the first game, and then Mike McDaniel's kind of gone away from him, where he's essentially just been the punt returner. But yeah, this team needs a third wide receiver badly. It was supposed to be Odell Beckham Jr., but the team, not him, were the ones that decided to put him on the physically unable to perform list. Beckham was supposed to be ready to go, but you know, I know now that Tua is down, Beckham hasn't played. He had a off-season knee procedure and did not participate in a single practice in training camp. He has not caught passes from Tua, so you know, you hope that he can be the player that he once was. I mean, he's been in the league for 10 years now. Was a rookie in 2014. But, you know, you hope that he is the option, because it certainly doesn't look like Robbie Chosen or Grant Dubose that had the big mistakes tonight. There was a guy, Anthony Schwartz, that had a great offseason and training camp, and he unfortunately had a season-ending injury. Yeah, this team needs a wide receiver. Maybe there's an opportunity for a trade. But before any moves are made, you know, it is all about Tua Tagovailoa and his health and figuring out exactly what to do with him. That, you know, we talk about how franchise quarterbacks get paid. Everything starts with him. And no doubt he is the most important player in the organization, even though that they have Tyreek Hill and the man they call Gold Jacket, Jalen Ramsey. It's just tough sledding right now with everybody driving home from Miami Gardens and Hard Rock Stadium tonight, figuring out what the heck are the Dolphins going to do.
A lot was made of Tua addressing the locker room at halftime of their opener, in which they were trailing the Jaguars by a couple touchdowns. So Tua would be the voice when they need to get back on track or get focused again. Without him, Josh, who provides that leadership?
Oh, there's a lot of veteran players on this team. I don't think that veteran leadership will be a problem at all. Mike McDaniel alluded to this in his press conference. You have to start with Calais Campbell. Walter Payton, man of the year, a multi-time Pro Bowler, played football here at Miami. He was one of the teammates that stopped last week when Tyreek was detained, ended up getting detained himself. he's someone that you look to. You look to Jalen Ramsey. You look to Tyreek Hill. You look to Teron Armstead. You look to players like Zach Sealer, who's been paid. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that have been here. Javon Holland is another player that's due for a big contract in the safety position that players love. Raheem Mostert, Alec Ingold, you know, they have the voices. It's just a matter now if they have the talent. And, I mean, Skylar Thompson will get his opportunity. And, you know, hopefully they can rally around him. But you've got to get your guys back, including Bradley Chubb, who was playing at a Pro Bowl level last year before he tore his ACL. And remember, you're also under another first-year defensive coordinator in Anthony Weaver. You've got to get him going. You got to get him dialed because a lot of these guys on this defense are new. It's a new scheme. You've got to find some comfortability, you know. But again, you know, in football, it's a week-to-week thing, and everybody's very reactionary. But it's all about winning games and being healthy in January and beyond. So it's, can you win enough to get into the tournament?
Right.
And then can you piece it all together and go on a special run? So, you know, the leadership's there. The veterans are there. You have players that have won Super Bowls against Seattle. They've got Tennessee after that on Monday night. And then the Patriots going into an early bye week. So if you can get to 3-1 going into the bye, I think this team will be breathing a little easier. And hopefully by then, we'll have more information on Tua, but obviously everything changes if Tua, you can't go for an extended period of time.
We will wait to find out. The most important thing for the Dolphins now is the health of their quarterback at the Moze Knows, M-O-Z-K-N-O-W-Z. Based in Miami, we've had him on the show before to talk about the Dolphins and I think maybe even some other sports too, the Heat maybe. So it's good to connect with you again under these circumstances, but I appreciate your insight and your intel. Thank you so much.
You got it. Enjoy the morning, the early hours.